Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Loretta McNary Show.
Welcome in to Loretta McNary Live, and today is a wonderful show that we have planned for you, one that, oh my goodness, is going to be so interesting, so phenomenal, so fabulous, because our guests today are two really, really dynamic women, and if you don't believe me, why don't you Google them, Hazel Joyner Smith and Jewel Tankard. I will give you a brief introduction for them, and of course we are celebrating the annual International Black Film Festival in Nashville. Hazel Joyner Smith is the founder of that amazing festival that takes place every year, and this year, oh my goodness, her lineup, her workshops, the people that are going to be there, the red carpet, the celebrities, the A-listers, you know, that make up the International Black Film Festival are definitely going to be there, and there'll be so many opportunities for everybody to participate and take part in this wonderful occasion. So while we are waiting on them to call in, you know, they're busy because the festival actually starts tomorrow, and, you know, Jewel, she has so many things going on at one time, and she's managing them as only a woman of God can manage all those things going on at one time simultaneously. So we'll talk to her later in the show as well. So let me tell you a little bit about Hazel Joyner Smith. She is the CEO and founder of the International Black Film Festival of Nashville, also known as IBFFN. She is a true pioneer in the creation of innovative programs promoting cultural diversity, inclusion, and awareness. She is the founder, as I said, of the IBFF of Nashville, the first festival series in Nashville and the state of Tennessee to highlight the contributions of African-American filmmakers. She's a North Carolina native, and she earned her bachelor's degree in early childhood education from Winston-Salem State University and a master's degree in educational administration from North Carolina State University. Prior to establishing IBFFN, she served in two consecutive roles as assistant director and program director of the Fisk University Race Relations Institute, where she worked to actively revitalize the research arm of the institute and develop a sustainable infrastructure for the historical program. The veteran educator co-founded and hosted the first annual Fisk Film Festivals and conducted a community forum on race and race relations called Lift Every Voice from Middle Tennessee. So, and that's just a smidgen. That's not even a lot what she does. So let me also go ahead and share while we'll have the time up front to tell you about Jewel Tankard. She's a multimillionaire, a network marketing extraordinaire. She is the wife of the legendary gospel jazz musician, Ben Tankard. Together, they pastored the Destiny Center, a growing multicultural, non-denominational, Bible-believing, word-based church located in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. The duo also, with their family, star in Thicker Than Water, The Tankards, a positive family reality show on the Bravo Network. Jewel is equipped with a unique message that uses a biblical foundation to help ordinary women lead extraordinary lives, both in business and personal endeavors. As she leads by example, she motivates others to reach their fullest potential. She is the author of the book, Millionaire's Lifestyle, which will be releasing Full Tank Life for Women, Maximizing Your Finances, which will equip women with everything needed to become and stay wealthy. Her teachings and workshops encourage personal development, provide mentorship, invoke new ideas, and inspire listeners to dream and change their lives. She is widely known for her success as a where she has obtained the highest rank of platinum, grossed over $2 million, and has over 65,000 members in her organization. Oh, my goodness. I cannot wait to talk to her. And, you know, she's also, her business ventures also include her Millionaires clothing line, which sells T-shirts, hats, accessories, and other fashionable items, a financial service expert. She's also indexed universal life policies that allow one policy to cover life and disability. I mean, and the list goes on and on and on and on. And you see her, she's so fabulous. She is so fabulous. And, you know, they have several children, and it's hard to pick Jewel out when she's standing there with her daughters. I'm like, which one is Jewel? And you can check her out. They have Facebook pages and Twitter pages and websites, and, you know, as any millionaires would have, they have all the social media bling, as I call it, going on. So we're waiting on them to call in, and while we're waiting, I do have a call, so let me just check this caller out. Yeah, we'll do that. Hi, welcome into Loretta McNary Live. Did you want to say something, or are you just holding?
Just holding right now.
Okay, thank you so much. So we have put in calls to, and yeah, they have hired one of the most amazing publicity companies. Sherlyn's company is in Kentucky. It's called VIPP Communications Incorporated. That's how we were able to put this interview together, you know, like in a short span of time. So heads up, hats off to Sherlyn Shanklin with VIPP Communications Incorporated. So she was able to get the interview set up for me, and it took a lot of, you know, putting the show together, producing the show, away from my table of a million thousand things. So I know they're working on getting ready for that fabulous event. And tickets are so affordable. I mean, this is so crazy. Those tickets for most of those events, and like I said, they have a website, are only like $15. And what an investment. You pay $15 on coffee for one day. A lot of people do, or, you know, things that we really, really like. So I encourage you, and I'll tell you some of the things that are going on at the IBSFN, starting with some of the workshops and some of the films. I mean, they have major films that will be premiered there, one that I can't wait to see, and I'll tell you guys about that too. But you're going to definitely want to go to their website and check everything out. They also have a Facebook page for the International Black Film Festival of Nashville, and it has a ton of information there as well. So you can check that out while we are waiting on them to call in. Actually, I'm going to go there myself so I can share some of the things that are going on at the festival this year. And actually, you remember Hazel was here a year ago in Memphis. She did my TV talk show and also the radio show, and that's when she did the first online International Black Film Festival online. Yeah, you could pay a few dollars and watch all the films that were submitted and accepted for the International Black Film Festival. It was amazing. It was like trailblazing kind of thing. You know, she was doing this thing, and she's also was recognized in France last year, too. So the France International Film Festival gave her an award. It's almost like they knighted her, you know, whatever the word is for when you receive such a high accolade from a foreign country such as France. So you can check that out, too. She has that on there. And one of the things that I really, really wanted to be there for tomorrow, that's my weekend, is so crazy. They are actually going to premiere at the International Black Film Festival on opening night, which is tomorrow at 7:30, The Best Man Holiday. And that movie has been on my radar for almost a year when I first heard they were making the film. So they're going to actually premiere it there. And some of the actors I've heard will be there, so you got to check it out. So as I said, I will kind of give you a lot of the background work so that when they come on, we can just talk, you know, notes and get all this kind of stuff out. So they're going to kick off opening night with the Best Man Holiday on October 31st, and that's weeks before it even hits the theaters. So Cece Tennyson will be at the festival to premiere her new episode of Unsung. That's going to be Friday in the Tanker family of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which, you know, we have Jewel coming on. They're going to premiere their new Bravo reality series, Thicker Than Water, on Saturday, November 2nd. And so they want to show their industry guests that Tennessee is a serious market. They are, let me tell you, Tennessee can compete. We can definitely hold our own when it comes to bringing and producing amazing films here in Memphis, Tennessee, and Nashville, and other cities, and, you know, within Tennessee as well. So let me do this. Let me go ahead. You know, last week we had some amazing guests on. We had the Altino brothers on, and they are concert pianists out of New York, and they are African-American, which has little to do with anything, but just their level of talent, oh, my goodness, it will blow you away. So what I'm going to do, I play some of their song. Well, see, Hazel called in now, so instead of playing the Altino brothers, oh, my goodness, you got to look them up, too, because they are world-class, number one. And you could say that you heard them first on the Loretta McNary Show, but they've done everything. They've done Lincoln Center, yada, yada, yada. Go to the archives and check them out. So let me bring our guest on, one of our guests on today, and that's Natable Joyner-Smith.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you, Loretta?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, well as you are, and I'm so extremely proud of you, lady. Oh, you are like my mentor. I'm telling you, I can't wait. I've been on the website. I've been on the thing. I've been stalking the IBFFN. How about that?
Well, we love stalkers.
Stalkers okay. Like that, right? Because I wanted just to consume everything, and you have done a world-class job on the level of film, the level of talent, the level of events and workshops and everything that's going to be happening. And then you kept the price to, like, you know, to beans. You get the price. Anybody can come, students, novices, you know, anybody that's interested or just want to have something to do. You don't have to be that serious like you want to produce a film, but if you do, that's definitely the place. But if you just want to network with great people and be around a room full of intentional, focused, millionaires and some of the best enough to see Miss Hazel Joyner-Smith, you definitely want to spend some time there. So tell us about what's going on.
Well, you know, we are, first, we have to say that we thank God for what he's doing, and we're
Amen.
Just being obedient because we know that, you know, there are opportunities and for people who are interested in this industry to fulfill their dream and to be able to do that, people have to have access. So our goal and mission was to make sure that people had access to the opportunity to be able to complete their dreams. And so we're starting starting off on Thursday night with Best Man Holiday.
Yes.
Two. And that is a real blessing. That is a true, true, true blessing. So,
you know, I know you know how big that is, Hazel, but, you know, you're so modest, and you are not one to toot your own horn. What you can, because it's not bragging, it's just factual, but to be able to premiere that movie weeks before it hits the theaters, that is huge, girl. That is like a home run for you, and it just shows what your presence in the industry means to everybody and how much you are valued and how awesome you are. So I know you don't take it lightly because I know you. But, girl, that is huge. I'm so proud of you.
Well, we are happy to have that. We've been working on getting that movie since we heard it was coming out. So we had to convince Universal that Nashville could handle this and in terms of being able to work with a film of this magnitude. And that the people are ready. People here are compassionate about film, just like everywhere else, you know. And we also know to have this, this is a real feel-good film as well. So what the people in America are going through, they deserve something to help them to feel good.
Yes.
So this is what, you know, we worked on that, and we've got Bravo coming this year with a new show with the Tankards, premiering that series here. We also have TV One coming and premiering that show with Miss Tennyson. And we have Arrested Development coming and receiving an award from the state legislators and from the state Senate for the song that they performed 21 years ago, Tennessee, which is a prayer that Speech, the leader of Arrested Development, wrote after coming to Tennessee to bury his mother, grandmother. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have that going on.
When will the award part take place?
The awards will be Saturday night. That is
okay.
The last. That's the awards to the winning filmmakers, because you know we do competition films. So we and can I tell you, Loretta, this year we have some of the best films, and two of them come out of Memphis.
I did not know that.
Let me tell you how good they are. This year, you know, so many new shows and new channels are starting. We have had, and I'll just tell you, if you don't know, that Revolt TV is coming. It is coming. It has premiered in certain markets. That is P. Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
As they call him now, call him the chairman. He is, he has had his acquisition person, the person who acquires their content, to already come to be ready to talk to filmmakers who have their films in competition. They like what they see. So our competition films are excellent. We have 23 films in competition, and they come from all across the country, all in different parts of the world, and they're very good.
I'm so excited. I was telling Crystal, you know, Crystal, who kind of introduced, well, she did introduce you and I,
yes.
And helped get you to Memphis. I was saying, I have so much going on that I can't leave Memphis, but if it's all possible, I'm doing my best to try to get there Saturday afternoon around 3 or about 4. So, because I want to be at the awards program. I want to be there when you do the reality church about churches and all this stuff on Sunday. So I haven't given everybody the complete lineup yet. I did encourage people to go to your website and to go to Facebook, because there's a ton of information. And I can just see the progression. You started this in 2006, and just the way you started, I wanted to talk about that too a little farther in the show. But just to encourage everybody, please, you don't want to wait until this IVFFN has reached this world-class status that they're going to reach, and they've already reached it to a certain level. But everybody will be talking about IVFFN. Everybody, and who knows what Hazel, I'm sure she has plans to even probably, I don't know how far she's going to take this thing. The stratosphere is the limit, because she is such a dreamer, and she makes those dreams happen. I'm just, like, so glad I know her. Okay, so we got Revolt TV, and that's Sean Combs' station. And it's also a lot of musical videos, too, so he's also going to do movies as well.
He's going to do movies. He's looking for content, but he's I have to give it to him. He really has an excellent lineup, and the plans that Ms. Northington, who is his person for acquisition, is telling us about, they're doing a different kind of a news program. And none of the new channels are doing that, and not even BET, you know, who's one of the longest runners out there and with minority channels. So what he has from what we've seen so far is excellent. So look for him to see him as a partner with us as we move forward in the coming year. He has sent us a reel so that we will play before every movie so that people can see what a Revolt TV is about.
That is so awesome.
We're very, We're very excited about that. And so, too, you know, what this does for a community, a film festival like this, you know, this is encouraging. This is encouraging to our young people. It's encouraging to veteran and to emerging filmmakers. You know, I can do this. And, yes, you can, because these people are just like you. They started with an idea, with a dream. So when we see ourselves more and more and more on the screen, then we see actually then see ourselves doing it. So this is one of the reasons that we do this festival, to encourage people to move toward your dream, to come and meet the executives and the industry, people that come through, other filmmakers like yourself, other dreamers, to come so you can network with these people. We have a session that we call the pitch session, where if you have an idea, you can pitch that idea before industry executives, film industry, TV, and music. And we've had several people to get a deal right here. Dog Girls, Bill Duke's film, got its deal right here. And since then, he's been able to make three more deals from being here in Nashville.
Wow. Yeah, because that's when I first heard about you guys, and I wasn't able to come, but I did send a team of people when that year that Bill Duke was there. I guess that was like 3 years ago.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah. If you have, I mean, if people just look at your history, they can understand where, I mean, futuristically where you're going and how big it's going to be. Because just starting out and the kind of people, the caliber of filmmakers that you had, Hazel, in the beginning, is just going to tell people what you're going to, you're going to blow this thing out of the water in the years to come.
Right.
I just know that you are. I just know, because you don't think like an average person. Your dreams are so big. No, Hazel, you don't. You don't. You okay? Let me explain this. Tell them about 2006. Just share that with us. And
well,
your dreams that this happened.
2006 is where we started the festival in the city. And after recognizing that here in this city of Nashville, that there was a large number of people, not just here in the and in the state and across the country, that were filmmakers, persons that wanted to get into the industry. And so in recognizing that, and recognizing that, we started to do a festival, and the very first festival that we did, we didn't really know how to do a festival proper, but what we did was good enough that it drew people from L.A., and right in the middle of a film, we had a studio executive, which is now owned by Bob Johnson, to stand up and say, Mr. Filmmaker, if you're ready to sell your film, I'm ready to buy it. So that's a Sundance moment, you know, because that's what they do. When they see a film they like, they stand up in the middle of it and say, are you ready to sell it? I'm ready to buy it. So that's what happened. And it's been going ever since.
Exactly, which proves my point that in the years to come, everybody will be talking about IBFFN. And so I just wanted to talk about some of the workshops that you're having starting on Friday, because we said tomorrow is the kickoff with the film, The Best Man Holiday, and oh, my goodness, that's worth the drive. That's worth the drive. 3 hours up there with Liz now, two and a half hours up there, 2.5 hours back in the same day, just to be a part of saying, I was there when this movie premiered at the IBFFN. Oh, my goodness, I got to talk to Crystal and see if we can make that happen. Just drive up Thursday, because we both have a lot of stuff going on Friday and Saturday. But I'm going to be there, Hazel. I got to experience it. I have to personally experience it. So talk to about the workshops, and how did you decide which ones to put together and then the panel that you put together for them?
Yes, well, the workshops that we have, the workshops that we have are we're doing the reality of reality TV because that is so big right now. We're doing that workshop. We're doing a workshop on music and film and their relationship. And we're also doing, on our faith-based day, we're doing a film called When Churches Make Movies. So
that's the one I want to come to. Yeah.
Right,
I think that one's going to knock it out the box.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because now what has happened is that we have so many churches that are going into the movie business. One, helping to fulfill dreams of their members. Someone has a powerful and impelling story to tell. And knowing how to do that, how to use your own resources that's in your church or in your community, is now, I mean, it's just a bulging all across the country. And we have a movie that we're showing that was made by a pastor out of Delaware. And it's called God's Amazing Grace, and it's starring Clifton Davis. And that movie tells the story of a young man who lived a life of crime, he and his brother, but had an encounter with the Lord that changed his life. Mm. And he is now a professor at Morgan State, and his brother's a businessman. So they wanted to tell that story.
Wow.
So they put together the resources, and the gentleman tells the story that they did a lot of praying, and God showed them what to do. And they looked at the example of, like, Firestorm and Courageous and other movies that have been made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because we have one here, the Grace Card, this church here with Dave, not Thomas, I think he's in, not Thomas, yeah, David Evans, Dr. David Evans. They did the one called the Grace Card with they have a celebrity in there. I can't remember his name, but it was an amazing movie. And so tell me about, this is the other one that I'm really, really so interested in, but I know I can't make it. But it's called The Content Seekers, because as you mentioned before, right, there are a ton of channels coming out, and so these people have to have content. Everybody can't show old reruns of Good Times and, you know, Soul Train,
right,
so we got to have some original content. So tell us about that one.
Well, that is, we're looking at content seekers. People, everybody, from Oprah all the way down to Tyler, everybody's looking for content, something that has a new twist, a story that hasn't been told, one you may have heard about, and you say, that couldn't have happened, that couldn't have been true. So then, you know, there are certain things they look for, how they look for it, and how you should present yourself, some of the things that you need, what to expect from that whole process is can be a beast in itself if you don't have some direction and understanding of what's going to happen.
Yes, it is. And it's so crazy that the stuff that we don't know is really the thing that hurt us the most. And it's not nearly as driven by expertise and having an A-lister, you know, in your film. Like you said, it's a great story. It is a good, good story, but you have to make sure when you do present, and I like that you all are doing a pitch, because we kind of touched on that just a little. Can we talk about the pitch process there?
Right. Well, we do a pitch session, and within that pitch session, you have to be able to tell what your idea, your project is about, because succinctly within 3 minutes. And if the people that you're pitching in front of, which will be studio people, people who buy these kinds of things, come back at one, then the hearer may ask you to stay longer. But you've got to be ready to tell it quickly and get the idea across. So, and that pitch session has gotten several people. If you don't, if they like the idea, they will even tell you, well, you're ready, you're not quite ready, or give me a call, or I'll offer you a deal right now. And that has happened more than once with our pitch session.
So is there some kind of pre-pitch session? Do you guys offer some kind of workshop that they pay for to come and help them with their pitches? Or this, these pitches just come from people who say, I have an idea, I need funding, I want to get in front of them, let me just work at it and do my own research to see how this thing should look and feel and look be like?
Well, you know, first 3 years we used to do a free tutorial to show people how to pitch. And if we see that we've got a lot of people in, we will just do a quick one because some people are nervous. They have it all in their head. And when they get in there, they become unsure of what they're going to say. So we teach people how to go in and pitch. And how to narrow down what needs to be said, you know. And it's a little bit more than an elevator speech because the presentation that you do is critical. How you put yourself into what you're doing is essential in getting it across to the people that you're talking to that this is a work of love, a passion, and that you have the bandwidth in terms of spiritually, mentally, and physically to carry it through.
That is so awesome. I'm just so loving this. So I know you are really short on time, so I'm trying to find some really good questions that really hit it. I wanted to talk, I think we have a couple minutes, on the, can we talk about some of the screenings that are taking place? I know we talked about the Bravo with the tankers, Thicker Than Water. We talked about the Best Man Holiday. I'm on the website, so I'm seeing a lot of noticeable celebrities that are in some of these films that are being screened. Are you talking about the,
yes,
what are the two from Memphis? What are those called?
One is called The Prisoners, in which was a group of a gospel group, and most of them were mainly from Memphis, that formed a group while in prison and made a record that became an international hit at Sun Studios, which is the studio where Elvis Presley was. And they ran around the world singing. And that's an awesome piece. Then we have another movie. It's and I don't recall because I don't get a chance to watch all of them, but there's another music piece from another young man from Memphis as well. So I tell you, we had great entries into in this time in the competition films. And so what we do for the competition films, we will select the top film and put it on top of the opening night film, which will give that person exposure. For instance, there's a film, competition film, that's going to be on top of Best Man Holiday. So you know that person is extremely excited to be able to tell his kid, you know, that my film was on the screening ticket with Best Man Holiday. So
right,
we're really
excited. It's like opening for Beyonce or somebody. You know, that is huge. It's like opening for Beyonce or, you know, any of the greatest people in, you know, like Carrie Underwood or somebody. That's just huge. So
yes, exactly. So therefore, that young man has told everyone, come early. Come early. So and he has named talent in this and the show as well, with Michael Beach. Which, I mean, you know, he's a young man who graduated from Fisk University and worked for the state a while, and then he went to Columbia University in New York and then got an internship in L.A., and part of his work before he left that internship, each person who had an internship had to make a 7 to 15 minute short, and he did, and it was selected from the interns as the best one, and he submitted it to the festival.
I just want to cry. But, okay, this is a big coup for you, too, and to show, you know, your tenacity, your professionalism, and your how you're able to build all these amazing relationships across different industries. You have scheduled, and these film releases and these workshops are taking place at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. How in the world, Hazel, were you able to? And this is a state-of-the-art place. This place is beautiful, and it is so perfect for what you're doing in Nashville. You couldn't have, I mean, this is, like, going to be home for the IBFFN. It is a beautiful facility, and it just shows you, again, how awesome what you're doing and how wonderful and on the magnitude that you're doing things at. That you get to be at the CMA Theater.
Well, this is a brand new theater. We will be the second group going in. And so we're very pleased with that. Now, we're also, only our feature films will be shown at CMA. And we had to use another location because, you know, Nashville is just growing by leaps and bounds.
Mm-hmm.
And the film and television industry is just taking the city over. So, therefore, our workshops and competition films will be at the Maxwell Millennium House on Rosa Parks, which is 7 minutes from the CMA Theater. So,
which, again, is beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
They have, like, a chandelier in there. I mean, it's so beautiful, open, like, glass ceilings. It's an amazing place, a venue as well. So you are knocking it out of the park, Ms. Hazel.
Well, we are happy that Nashville and the Country Music Hall of Fame have allowed us to come in and be a part of the programming that they have there. Like I said, Nashville is just really stepping up. And I tell everybody that Atlanta can't hold it all. So we're ready to take over the overflow and then and inspire other people to start their projects here.
Absolutely. Well, my dear, I've so enjoyed talking to you. Can't wait to see you. And when you were on my show and you gave me some accolades as well, I will never forget your encouragement, your inspiration, and that you thought that I had some talent. So
you'll always be
dear to my heart, and I can't wait to see you. And we will get together again before it's another 2014. But everybody, hey, 2014 submissions are open, so you can also start, you know, thinking about submitting your film for the 2014. Hazel Joyner-Smith, thank you so much, and may God continue to just rain down his favor, his blessing, his protection, his health and wealth on you, my dear, and everything that you touch and everybody that you know.
All right. Thank you so very much.
All right.
I appreciate it.
I hope to see you Saturday or at least be there Saturday.
All right.
All right. See you soon, darling. Love
don't
you.
Don't forget, everybody, come out. We look forward to seeing you. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. All right, people, don't go anywhere. We have more coming up, as I promised you. We have the phenomenal, talented, encourager, multi-successful, multi-millionaire, mom, wife, business owner, now hitting the TV screen. Everybody, welcome, Ms. Jewel Tankard.
Hey.
Hello there, lady. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. I've already shared some of your bio, so we don't have to spend a lot of time with me taken away from our conversation to talk about that. People are so excited that you're on the show, and as I am, and just talking to Hazel, I'm just about to run down the street. I feel so inspired and so motivated, and then now you, oh, my goodness. I don't know if you're listening earlier.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to share this, and I want you to just talk. But I was telling people earlier, you're so dynamic in all that you do, but when I look at your Facebook pages and on your website, and I see, and you're with your daughters, I can't tell who's the mom and who's the daughter, number one. So can you start wearing some kind of bling that says, I'm the mother? Say, I'm the mother, because I can't figure it out.
You know, I'm over here grinning from ear to ear, and I just want to tell you thank you so much
for having me on the show. I'm definitely honored that you even asked, and I love what you're doing in our community and the impact that your show is having. So thank you. Thank you so much for having me on first. Girl, yeah, it's just been a real blessing. I know that this is all for show enough. It's all the Lord's doing, and I'm really just grateful and trying to figure it out just like any other mother, you know, and wife and sister and friend and businesswoman and all that kind of stuff. But I've just learned, you know, to just do stuff scared. Even if I don't feel like I know exactly what I'm doing, I'm going to do it scared, and I'm just going to trust God that when I need the answer is going to be there, you know?
Every time. He will not fail us. But we have to be so tenacious and so bold and unapologetically when it comes to our dreams and our visions and believing that he will do what he said he will do. Because if you stay there, and it's hard to stay there. I got to say, for me personally, it's hard to stay there because sometimes I get distracted by what I see with my physical eyes, and then I have to, like, encourage myself with a word and so I can remember, stay focused on him, Loretta. I feel like, you know, Peter, when he was trying to walk on water, as long as if I keep my eyes on the Lord, I can walk. But if I don't, I'm going under that water every time.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, I think it's just one of those things. It's like I had to get okay that, you know what, I'm not necessarily the best at everything, and there are areas that I may be weak in, but God is attracted to my weakness. There's a scripture in Corinthians that actually talks about that he says that I'm attracted to the areas that you're weak. And I tell you what, that just set me free, and it empowered me and gave me a strength to just not deal with fear anymore. And even when I'm scared or even when I'm unsure and uncertain, I'm certain that he knows exactly what he's doing and that my footsteps are ordered by him. And so, you know, we're really excited about the show. We're excited about the impact that it's going to have, having an African-American family on TV. We're so grateful to God, to Ms. Hazel and her daughters for even opening up this venue and opening up this platform for us to be able to premiere the show right here in Nashville, Tennessee at the International Black Film Festival. So that really is just an honor all in itself to just be a part of that.
Oh, my goodness, you're so awesome. I got a chance to meet your husband last year when he was here in Memphis for the Lemoyne Owens, I think it was that 100 or something anniversary, and we actually sat at the same table. And you and he, and if people just can get past all this worldly material things, and you guys got it hooked up because you worked hard for it and God is truly blessed, but you're so easy to talk to. You're approachable. He was talking to everybody and listening to you and I talking like we've been girlfriends forever. So, and that's why I know your show, and I'm sure you guys have signed away your rights to say, look, there's certain things we're not going to do. We are not going to do certain things. So I can't wait. It'll probably be the new you guys will be the new Huxtables. You'll be Huxtable 2.0 or something. Because just knowing your character, and I know you guys are so sold out to our Heavenly Father, that show is going to really, really be a great show. One, because it's a good show. It's a good concept. And if you can tell us about that, is it really based on your family? Or did you guys have to kind of change the dynamics a little?
No, you know, it really is based on our family. It's our everyday life. You know, one of the things that I'm hoping to define, because I know that when people think of really nice things, they automatically think that somebody is probably arrogant. But I'm hoping that people will begin to define people and look at people based on their character and how they behave and how they treat people and the impact that they're making in the earth, opposed to what I drive or what I don't drive or what I wear or what I don't wear, because these things don't define me. It's who I am that defines me. And so I'm really hoping that people will see that. And the other thing is, yeah, the show is definitely about our family, and we do have a blended family. Ben was married before, I was married before, and he already had 4 children. I had 1 child from my prior marriage, and so we determined that when we first got married and the children were much younger then, that we weren't going to do stepmom, stepdad, or stepsister, that, you know, we weren't doing another step thing, and we tried our very best to blend those things together. But, of course, you're going to see us having to work out some of those issues that come up when you're blending a family. But to be quite honest, a lot of the issues that blended families have are some of the same issues that biological families have. So it's going to be very relatable, not just for the blended family, but I think just family, period. We have to fight for it if it's going to work.
Right, and we are so in need of that on TV now more than ever before, because you hear a lot of negativity about blended families. I mean, just African-American families, period. And I'm so glad that you guys are going to show all this possible, all this positive, and all that we go through, the good and the bad. Because, I mean, you know, if you got five, six women in the house, you are not going to tell me that there's not challenges. I'm a mother of sons, so I haven't had to deal with that, but I've seen it from afar, and it ain't pretty, excuse my English, sometimes.
Yes.
So how do you do that, though? I mean, you being a young mom and you have teenage daughters, I'm assuming that some of them are teenagers because I don't know their ages, but I've seen pictures. So how does that work? Do they, like, borrow your clothes without asking? Because my sister used to do that with my mom. So do you go through that?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely go through that. And sometimes it gets on my nerves. I come home and they'll have on a pair of shoes or a jacket. I'm like, you could have sent me a text, said something, holler at your girl. You know what I mean? Said something to me. And so, yeah, we go through that. And, you know, just differences of opinions because we are in the 21st century and things have changed so much. Even though I'm young, you know, there's so many things that my children have to deal with social media. And just that whole, there's just a whole other game plan here. And so still trying to enforce that godly standard and not getting them to compromise those values that I believe, you know, those biblical values sometimes can definitely be challenging. And so I think you'll get a chance, you know, people are going to laugh with us. People are going to cry with us. People are probably going to laugh at us. But I think that everybody will be able to look at it and say, oh, my gosh, I dealt with that. I can see people literally saying, okay, we are watching Tanker tonight. Because this is what I'm talking about. This is why I told you this or this is why I told you that. And so Ben and I don't really back down. And so that's why sometimes our children, you know, they'll be like, well, our friends, they parents let them. I'm like, well, we ain't rolling with them. I'm comparing myself to the Bible. And so I'm not trying to line myself up with everybody else as a mother. But God has given me some specific things for you as my children. And so you see us really not back down to that. And at times we do have to back down. But for the most part, we really just don't want to compromise those things that we know that we're supposed to be instilling in them.
That is beautiful. So everybody look out for Thicker Than Water, The Tankards, and that's on Bravo TV. And if you're in Nashville or you plan to go to Nashville, and it's a hop, skip, and jump from Memphis from a lot of places, so let's just go and watch the premiere. But I also wanted to talk about your Millionaire's Lifestyle Book Club, because I remember when you were doing the launch earlier in the year, and I wanted to be there so bad, but I couldn't. So how's that going, and what was your thought process to say, I need to do this, in addition to all the other million things I'm currently doing?
You know, I'm so glad you asked that, Loretta, because I have a real heart for women. Statistically, if you look up, if you Google statistically where women are financially, you'll see that we're pretty much on the bottom of the poll financially, and in particularly African-American women. And I've known so many stories in my family, out of my family, of people that said, oh, my gosh, my husband just walked up and he left me and I don't have anything. Or, you know, my husband died and we didn't have any insurance. Or, you know, all kinds of things in life happened that they just were not financially prepared for at all. And it really always concerns me and scares me when I see women turn their lives over to whether it's the government, their family, their husbands. I mean, I'm like, chick, we can't keep doing that, you know. And so my heart is teaching them how to begin to pay attention to how much their insurance costs, how much coverage do they have, you know, is there a savings in place? Are they making extra payments on the mortgage payments? Are their children, you know, being exposed to the best, whether it's going to a private school or public, extracurricular activities, costs? I just want women to experience the highest possible quality of life that they possibly can. I want them to know they can dream again, they can believe again, that whatever it is that God put in their heart when they're a little girl, when they used to dream and there were no limits and there were no boundaries, I want to awaken that woman on the inside, and I want her to go after her dreams, and I want her to know that she has somebody there that believes in her, that supports her, no matter whether she was like me, who was in an abusive relationship where my husband thought he was going to whip me one day like a child with a belt, or whether, you know, it doesn't matter where she came from, whether her parents were on crack or whether she came up in a good life. It doesn't matter. I want her to know that she can be the very best she can be, and I really want them to leave that class empowered financially, empowered emotionally. I don't want them to settle anymore. But, girl, you can see I'm passionate about this. I keep on preaching,
girl,
but I'm going to shut up.
I was thinking that you ran.
I'm like,
yeah.
Girl, go.
Girl, you're doing passion when we're talking about thicker than water and the family dynamics, but you kicked it into another gear when we started talking about empowering women financially and the things that women have to go through. That is so unfair that women have to go through, but it is life and it happens to all of us. Girl, if I could some way get you to come to Memphis, I have a nonprofit called Pink Eagles. It's about being powerful and inspiring and non-threatening and kind, empowering all girls, letting everyone succeed formula. And I wish you, you got to come to Memphis, you know, just get here some kind of way, and I'll feed you and talk to their moms and talk to the girls, because we need to hear that message. We need to hear that, you know, you didn't wake up one morning and also you were living and you had this gold, bronze, platinum spoon in your mouth, how you went through stuff and you started working. Which leads me to this question. When you heard about Artist International, which is a multi-level marketing, did you think, you know, I'm not into that, I can't do that, I don't want to do that, or were you, did you see it immediately how it could change your life financially?
No, I didn't see it immediately because I had done network marketing before, and I was like, I'm not doing no more network marketing. I done did a little bit of all of them, and one of them I did have some moderate success, but, you know, I would go to these conventions, and they'd be standing up on stage, talk about how many 30,000 this month, and I'd be like, Lord Jesus, I want that to be me, Lord. And so, but it didn't happen after 6 times, so when artists came along, I was like, I ain't doing that, but I did need to lose some weight, so I said, okay, yeah, go ahead and sign me up because I needed to lose some weight. So, but my girlfriend told me she knew of another African American woman in her 30s that was making between $30,000 and $40,000 a month, and it was like, I told the Lord, I said, what if this is it? You know, I told Ben about it. He was like, girl, you're so cute, just whatever you want to do. You know, he really didn't halfway believe it, but you know, he would have like killed a little dream. So I went ahead, signed up, got on the phone, called some girlfriends and some family, and showed them a before and after picture. And, girl, my first check came. Next thing I knew, $2,100. And the things just kept going up and up. And next thing I know, I was getting checks for $50,000 a month, $90,000 a month. And it was just a real blessing. I was able to give our church over $250,000 in tithes and offering, was able to pay off the second mortgage on our mansion. I was able to do, you know, make some very wise investments. I'm very, very frugal with my money and how I spend my money. And I am a giver, but I always tell my children, I said, Mom, why don't you get us a real Gucci? I said, girl, please, we'll get you a knockoff and get you some Gucci stock. So, you know, so.
I love it.
So, yeah, that's kind of how we roll. I mean, I got a G-Wagon, but it's an 03, okay, paid for. So, you know, I'm not one of these people who are going to go out and spend all this money. God has just given us the best for less. But I'm not one, and I've tried to instill that in my team. And so I've become one of the top money earners in Artist International over the last 5 years and done well over $2 million. So it's been a real blessing.
And you have so much going on. I know we had some news to talk. I'm trying to get a lot in, but not to overwhelm people and say, you know what, that's her, I can't do that. Yes, you can. You got to know her story. You got to know her heart. If she can do it and if I can juggle all these things in one time, you can do this, ladies, and we're here to encourage you. Send us a Facebook message or something. Just reach out. Don't say, she's not going to talk to me. Yes, she will. This, I know. I've heard people talk about, you know, she will talk to you. She will inspire you. And I want to know, can anybody join the book club? Somebody text me or Twitter me. Can they, will you join her book club, or is it only for people who are in your area?
No, absolutely. Anybody can join the book club. We actually did have some people this last session we did. We went for 6 months. I think the last session we finished up was in May maybe this year. And we did have some people get on. We did a webinar for them. So we have people in other states that got on and was able to come on and last for 2 hours once a month. And we read a book and then we discuss it. And then I really go into the whole evolution of business and, you know, how we started with agriculture back in the day. That's why slavery was so big, because it was free labor. And I really break it down so that people really understand the highs and lows and the trends in business and being able to stay not just at the cutting edge but to make the edge. And that's where you have to have courage. So, yeah, anybody can be a part of the book club. And I believe we're on schedule to start sometime first quarter of next year. And so we'll be posting that on Facebook, and women can join. But anybody can. Would love to have them.
All right, okay, quickly, tell me about the prayer conference in January, because it's like the week of my birthday, and I'm going to have to get to Murfreesboro.
Okay.
As part of my birthday celebration.
We would love to have you, Loretta. Let me tell you that prayer is so my heart. It is my heart. And when I just think about it, it's just like, just gets me all stirred up. But it's really my heart because I believe, you know, when I think about how, where I started, you know, when my ex-husband left and called one day and said he wasn't coming back, and thank God I was connected to a praying church because Irene was just a baby at the time, and we were living in a two-bedroom apartment. I did not have any money. He did not have any money. And I called my parents, and I said, I need to move back in. And at the time, I was going to this church and, you know, heavily involved in the intercessory prayer ministry. Bishop Wayne T. Jackson, who actually owns Impact Network today, is where I came from. And they just encouraged me to continue to develop my prayer life, that God had a plan for my life, that he had a better plan for my life. And the way that I was living then, I would live for the rest of my life. And I'll never forget, the Lord told me one day in prayer, he said, you don't have to worry about me, some sugar daddy on the side. You're a tither. You're living holy. I'm going to bless you and cause all your dreams to come to pass. And so one thing about a prophetic word is it has to be prayed out. All plans, every plan that God has given you, every dream that God has given you, it has to be prayed out, and it's how you access the supernatural. And so this conference is 3 days. I have the head intercessor come in from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and on other head intercessor from Creflo Dollar Ministries come in, and these women are powerful. They're older African-American women who are seasoned in prayer and been schooled in the Holy Spirit. And we just pour out and we just encourage people. We want to activate their prayer lives. We want to charge them. We want to push them into that place of prayer, because I believe that it's in the presence of God where everything that has been ailing you or challenging you, where you overcome and you dominate and you rule and reign the way that God intended you. So if you're listening, if you read this, you need to be at that prayer school, because many times we face challenges that we're just not big enough to do it. We're not strong enough to do it. But God comes in there and he empowers us and he gives us wisdom and answers in prayer. And so I believe without a shadow of a doubt that the best thing that any believer could do after they receive Jesus Christ is to get plugged into a prayer ministry and learn about the power of prayer. And I've got tons and tons of teaching on my website on prayer. I'm doing a book on prayer. It is my heart. We have a praying ministry. We pray every morning at 5 a.m. I teach prayer school every Tuesday morning at 5 a.m. Another passionate thing, and so now I'm going to be quiet.
No, girl. You know what? My mom gave me the biggest compliment one time, and I needed to hear her because I've lived my life for my mom to say I'm proud of you. And my mom, her love language wasn't affirmation. Her love language was, I'm going to make sure you have everything you need. I'm going to cook and clean for you. I'm going to, you know, do all of that stuff. But my prayer, my love language is I need her to affirm me. So one day I was doing my radio show, and I just randomly started praying, you know, for whoever the callers were. And she said, girl, one thing about you, you sure can pray. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, not even realizing that her affirming my prayer life was great. But just as she said something affirming to me just took me over the top. And I'm like you, because the Lord just gave me, he said, we don't understand that when we pray, we are ushering into his presence. We are immediately into his presence once we start to pray. He just downloaded it, and I just got that. That's how serious prayer is. Even if you just say, Jesus, 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 he's, like, listening. His ears are open, you know, when we call on him, and he's ready to be whatever we need at that time. And you know, I stopped praying for money a long time ago and just started invoking the favor of God in my life, and I reign in favor. Oh, my goodness, do I have the favor of God in my life. And so I'm a prayer. I don't wait, and I'll just go to, you know, I don't even say I'm praying for you. I just may see somebody, and I just immediately go into prayer. And, you know, that has enriched my life more than anything, talk show host, radio host, book writer, author, nonprofit, all that stuff. But when I am praying for people, I feel my most authentic self. That's who I am. I'm a prayer. Wow. So I can relate to you, girl. Beautiful. I promise you, I can relate to you on that one. And I can, like, oh, we're going to do a show all day on prayer. Because it works. It works. It may not change your situation immediately, but it changes your heart. It changes your soul, and it changes your spirit so that you can receive and be more focused. But anyway, you got a ton more stuff to go. We got a couple of minutes. Anything that you wanted to add that I have not, you know, put you on, like, the witness stand and question you about?
I'm just really excited about the show, and I think it's going to help people want to fight for their family again. And for those women out there that want to be involved with the book club, hit me up on that. I also have my life insurance license, and so I have a financial service business where we offer life insurance that turns into disability, that builds cash, and also has a lifetime income rider on it, so it puts them in a position where they can have annual income every single year until the day they die. And so that policy, I've really been able to help a lot of people add that onto their portfolio, and that's been a blessing. And so, no, just pray for us, pray for the show, pray that lives would be changed, that families would be reconciled and restored, and just help us to get those eyeballs on the TV on November 10th, right after Housewives of Atlanta, and I just believe it's going to be a real blessing.
Oh, it is, girl. Like I said, the Huxtables 2.0, the new Huxtables and all that stuff, you guys will, because you're saying, you're going to be the next Oprah. I'm like, I can appreciate that, but can we please just brand Loretta McNary? I appreciate the comparison. I do, and I don't take it lightly, so I don't want to keep saying the Huxtables. I want to keep saying the Tankards. You guys, please check out the Tankards. They are so easily found all over social media. I couldn't find them. And just look at what God's doing in their life. Help celebrate what he's doing in your life. Be attached to them, because there's such a thing as called corporate blessings. So if you're praying for them, God's going to bless you because you're praying for his own children that he's blessing and got out front for us. We need people out front like that. And you guys are, you know, so transparent and in a vulnerable place because you're on TV and people can, you know, your heart is good, but sometimes it's not always received. For you to say yes to that, Joel and Ben and the rest of the Tankards, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me. God bless you.
God bless you, too. And thank you, everybody, so much for listening to Loretta McNary Live. We're here every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and some Fridays, bringing you the best in real, authentic, meaningful, thought-provoking conversations to get you to move, not necessarily exercise, but that does include exercise. Just move on your dreams. Move on your visions. Move on what your heart desires. Move, 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 move. Until then, we will see you very, very soon. Everybody take care and believe and receive it and act on faith. We'll see you soon, everybody. Bye-bye.